Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. Who may I help you?
Wait, could you say your name again?
My name is O.
O, okay.
All right, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bonita Evans, and I was checking my card, and somehow this amount of $59.89 ended up on my debit card, and I do not belong to no Essential Fitness or no other company. Don't even know anything about this.
Right.
And it came up on the 21st.
Okay. So I'd be happy to take a look into that for you. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code, please?
Anika Evans, 19120.
Just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
253 West Godfrey Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19120.
All right. So I showed that you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs, boost energy, etc. That's priceless.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't sign up for all that. No, for all that.
So you didn't sign up for a sweepstakes for
no,
Dyson
I did
vacuum?
Not.
All right. So I'll cancel the account that goes in effect immediately. What I will also do is get you connected to our fraud department so they can see who used the credit or debit card without authorization. Whoever has done it will be prosecuted, and they will be discussing any possible refunds as well. Just a moment.
Now, the only thing I did was for the Dyson thing. The only thing they said that I had to do was pay for shipping. That was
so it's not fraud then, ma'am. You entered the sweepstakes. The charges are valid. And it's mine in the terms and conditions.
Excuse
will
me?
Be built for our membership as well.
No, I didn't see all that.
So I definitely understand that you are wanting to cancel. We are offering a special $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No. No, because, right. Listen, just cancel it. I mean, I don't want it. I have to put
I'm
my money back.
Canceling the account just a few minutes.
Yes, and I'm going to get my money back.
You won't. It's a valid charge, but I'll see what I can do for a courtesy. Continue to hold. Thank you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Why won't I get my money back?
It's valid, as I've already explained, in the terms and conditions. Again, I'll see what I can do for you as a courtesy. Continue to hold.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Listen. Okay. Hold. So, okay, so you said if you offer what? $20 a month. Is that what you're
sorry,
saying?
Ma'am, I'm not understanding. You said, what was that?
That said, you said, okay, if you offer, what is that, some kind of membership or something?
It was a discount that I offered for $20, which you've already stated that you did not want. So I'm canceling.
Okay,
well,
yeah, I mean, what, when I get the
seeing what we can do for a refund. Okay, thank you. Continue to hold for
okay,
me.
Wait a minute. Please don't hang up on me.
Not gonna hang up on you, ma'am. I'm just in the process of canceling the account. You have another question?
Well, if you can see about getting my money refunded back to me.
That's what I'm doing as we speak. You know. That's why I place you on hold.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, so the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. What I can do in regards to the refund, I did consult. I can offer a 75% refund, which will go back to the account within the next few business days.
Okay, and how much would that be?
That would be $44.91.
Okay, $44.91.
That would be correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said, and how many business days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, is it, well, I guess it's this number that I called you on.
You said, is that the number to call home, ma'am?
No, I said, the number that I called you on, you know, it's within the 3 to 5 business days. I don't see anything. I can call back on that number.
That will be correct.
Okay, but is it any way that will you answer or will someone else?
You said, hold on, what was the last?
Will it be you or someone else that answers?
It is possible. I do get a lot of customers again, so it is possible you can speak with me or one of our, you know, my colleagues, of course. But
okay.
Everything will be documented, so if you do have to call back, they will see the notations on the account.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And I do want to provide you with the, I don't know if I have I provided you with the confirmation for the cancellation?
Oh, no.
No, okay. Before you do, I want to provide you with the information. Let me know you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. The confirmation is C as in car, 920-609-633. So that's going to be the full confirmation. That's for both the refund and cancellation submitted today. And, of course, you do have that for your records as well.
Right. Okay. So now that number was C as in car, 920-809-633.
Yes, ma'am. That will be correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are most definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye.